Right. Hi, everybody. This is Tracy Murda with Jacobs and Whitehall. And today I have Richard Jacobs with me, the founder of Jacobs and Whitehall and our Speak a Book guru. Hey, Rich. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Tracy. Thank you.
So, Rich, as you probably know, we sent out an email to a list of interested folks who wanted to know more about the Speak a Book this week. And we just wanted to get an idea of what it is our clients or consumers out there want to know about the Speak a Book process. So I had the idea to kind of put you on the hot seat and ask you some of the burning questions that are out there on the process of how we create these awesome books.
Yeah, we're always asking questions we think people have, but now we've asked them what they actually have. So yeah, go ahead and I'll answer them.
So something that comes up quite a bit is how is our Speak a Book different from other book processes that are out there in the market? Why is this different?
Yeah, I know there's a few of them. So one, probably the leader in this field, the guy that runs the company, his name is Adam Witte, and they're Advantage Media. They've actually partnered with Forbes Books. So they'll do a process where they'll interview the person. And they'll have a ghostwriter like write the book and et cetera. But I mean, their price points start at $30,000. They go up to $120,000 with four books if you're a Forbes Books author.
Yeah.
They're the leaders in the field, no doubt about it. You know, the guy runs a company that makes, I think, 30 million and up. You know, so we aspire to be like them. Doesn't mean that our products are, you know, worse, but they're playing in a very different arena than we are. Our process, I wanted to make it simple. I wanted to make it easy because attorneys are very busy. So it's difficult to get them on the phone or have them fly out and hang out with us in the studio for days and all that. So that's always my goal, I guess, because that's my bent and I know how attorneys are. Again, they're busy. So how did I make this process where it's really simple and involves minimal amount of time on the attorney's side? And that's what I figured out is by interviewing the attorney and then transcribing that, editing it, and making a book out of it. So I try to shift as much of the work off of the attorney's plate onto ours because that makes it more likely to get it done. And again, it conserves the attorney's time, which is the number one precious asset that they have.
Yeah, nobody has a ton of time these days. But one thing that I know I get asked a lot, and it came in a lot as a question from our listeners, was why would I even want to write a book as an attorney? What does that really benefit me?
That's a long answer, that one, but I'll make it short. I've answered it before. As everyone knows, the environment is very competitive. The number of cases available is going down. The number of attorneys that are graduating law school is going up. And this is not our data. This is like literally government data. And Clio put out a report on this, and many other people that are in the legal marketing space, in the legal space in general, put it out. There's like a federal register of cases that confirms this. I mean, there's many data points. So every attorney listening is in a shrinking market and a market that's getting more competitive because there's more players in it. So in order to survive, you've got to be more competitive. And the old methods work to a certain point. You know, I'm aggressive. I'll fight for you. Oh, I have a website. Oh, I have a social media presence and all that. You got to up the game. So having a book makes you an authority. It makes you a semi-celebrity. You know, you're not one of those regular public celebrities, but you're a semi-celebrity within your niche. Same thing that getting on TV or on radio would do for you. But a book is under your control. Essentially, it's like your own media. And you can give yourself, you can, like with a magic wand, you can grant yourself more authority than your competition by authoring a book. That's just basically what it does. And I can get into specifics of how it does that, which we've talked about before. We'll talk about it again. But having a book, I'll just tell you, if it's like with Speakeasy, it's been responsible for 80% of our revenue and our growth over the past 7-8 years. Without the book, it would be a tiny fragment of its former self or of itself. I get calls literally, and this is what attorneys will say: "Hey, Rich, I read your book, cover to cover. It's great. Now, what can you do for me? Hey, Rich, I read your book on vacation. I took it with me to the beach." I've had attorneys tell me this. It's kind of fun. They're reading the book and they're responding because of the book. So it's not I'm making this up. I hear it, and it gets us business. And when we've done books for attorneys, they hear the same thing. "Hey, I've spoken to 6 or 7 different attorneys in this area. I got your book. I only had a chance to read, a few pages, but I really like it, and I want to work with you." We've literally heard this from our our attorney clients about their clients. They're getting more business, and it's because of this authority. So that's just one small encapsulation, but that's just direct observation what it's done.
So this next question I honestly had when I first started with Speakeasy 2 was, okay, you're telling me I'm going to do this interview for 60 to 90 minutes. I'm going to meet with an attorney probably once or so, maybe twice, three times max. And we're going to create a book out of this. Like, this sounds way too good to be true. Is this for real?
Yeah, it's for real. You know, why, first of all, why 90 minutes or 60 minutes? Why not 5 hours or 10 hours? Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen literally the average person speaks about 120 plus words a minute. So our goal here is to create not a 400-page novel, but a 70, 80, 90-page book. And I call it the Goldilocks length. So I've made, again, hundreds of these for hundreds of attorneys. It's not too thick. So if someone says, I'm not going to read this thing, it's like a whole textbook. And it's not too thin where it's flimsy and it doesn't do its job. It's like Goldilocks porridge. Not too hot, not too cold, not too thick, not too fat. It looks ideal. This length of 70, 90 pages is accessible. People can read it, you know, or at least part of it, and they don't feel overwhelmed, but it conveys authority. And this length is not too long where it sucks up tons of the attorney's time and it doesn't take ridiculous amounts of editing and on and on and on. Even printing costs are lower than if it was 300 pages. So again, this is the Goldilocks length, the minimum to make it efficient and workable and usable and respect the attorney's time and to achieve all these objectives. So that's why it's that.
So another question we get, and this kind of goes hand in hand with that, is if this is so powerful and so good and so true, why isn't everybody doing it? Why aren't there other marketing companies out there with this sort of a magic wand approach to creating a book?
Yeah, there's plenty of companies that offer this. You know, some people call it a shook, a short book. Again, like I said, the big player is Advantage Media. You know, it's very expensive how they do it, but they do it. But there's a bunch of players that do it. I've optimized it specifically for attorneys because I've worked with them for over 10 years. I've worked with thousands of them, and I understand them pretty well in their practice areas. So I've optimized the length, the format, the time it takes, how to get it out there, the scripts you can use so your admins or you can position yourself using it and getting more clients to retain you. I mean, I've optimized all these features over time. And I've done that by doing, again, over 300 books for different attorneys. So yeah, there's plenty of companies that do it. But I, you know, again, I've spent a lot of time honing this thing in to make it work as best as I can because I want success for my people. I want my attorney clients to retain a lot more and to love me and to give me great testimonials and be happy with us. I don't want them pissed off. I don't want to just sell them stuff and say, you know, bye, you know, never talk to you again. So all these things boil in on why.
So this next question, it kind of goes hand in hand with that as well. And if this is such a useful tool, a powerful tool, what's going to stop other attorneys from copying me once I have my book and stealing my advantage? I mean, if they see it's working for me, they're going to do the same thing, right? Then where does my advantage go?
Well, frankly, a lot of people are lazy. They're afraid. They're perfectionists. They don't have the time. They won't make the time. I mean, this is 500 reasons. Like when I give out content and stuff, some people will say, oh, Rich, don't tell people what you're telling people because then they'll go copy it. Well, I found that I can tell you my best secrets, all that stuff, and 99% of people are not going to do anything, which is sad but true. That's just how it is. So, I mean, a lot of the excuses I've heard is, oh, I'm too busy. Oh, yeah, I've wanted to write a book for 5 years, but I've never done it. Oh, what if the law changes next year? Oh, I don't want to spend the money. On and on and on and on. So it's just the person's self-talk that stops most of them. It's just like exercising, you know, how come not everyone's in great shape? I mean, it's not just genetics. It's not just what you eat, but it's also the motivation, let's say, to exercise or to eat better, et cetera. Why is the weight loss industry like, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars? Because it's called human nature, and human nature applies here perfectly too. So it stops a lot of people from doing this. And that's actually good. If you overcome that bump and you do this and get it done, it's great. You're on the other side of the hill and most people are not going to cross over the hill. They'll stop themselves.
This next question I found interesting, probably because I know you so well and I know the work that you've produced, but I found it funny. Why should I trust you to help me author my book?
Well, everyone's going to be distrustful. I would say, look at the testimonials. Ask us for a sample copy of one or more books. Call some of the people we've done books with. verify it for yourself, you know, and then you don't have to trust. You can verify whatever way makes you feel comfortable. But we've tried to, like I said, do a good job. So do your own verification. You don't have to trust. I'm not going to tell you to trust. You've got to decide that.
When I think, Rich, I mean, your work kind of speaks for itself. I mean, you've done this personally, like you said, for your own businesses. So you know it works. You know, I've been with you for almost 6 years now. I've seen probably over 200 attorneys at this point do this. It's just out there, and your work speaks for itself. I don't know how to say that another way, but I hear attorneys come to us and say, well, I read one of Rich's books, and I'm like, huh, that was our speaker book. You know, you did the exact same process.
Yeah, I didn't make all this stuff up out of thin air either. I've been following Dan Kennedy, who's been a martyr for like 43 years. And I remember, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, I went to one of his seminars, and there was dentists there, there was CPAs, you know, and I remember I spoke to one CPA and he had a book, and I saw, like, again, a dentist with a book and some other profession. And Dan has always talked about authority. And I said, man, if these people have books and they're telling me face right to my face it's working, then I've got to do the same thing. So that's originally why I did the Secrets of Attorney Marketing series. That's why I started making books for myself. And then I saw it works for myself. I proved it to myself. And I said, all right, attorneys have to do it too. So that's where it came from. It's not like magic or, you know, like I woke up one day, you know, an apple hit me on the head. This is something I found and someone else was doing it. And I said, all right, I'll do it too. And it works.
It sure does. Okay. So the next question is, how does the SpeakaBook service actually work?
Yes. So it's a simple process. You decide to work with us, you know, you sign the agreement and pay. And then the first point of contact really will be with you, Tracy. They'll do a strategy session because they got to figure out what's my topic going to be. And, you know, then you'll do the interview with them, the phone interview. You'll provide them questions. You know, we have banks of questions and there's extra customizations in there, but you'll do the interview, you know, for about 60 to 90 minutes. And then from there, the next time you see the book, it's in finished form. It's got the covers, the cover art. It's got the table of contents. It's been edited. It's ready to go. And now you have the second part of your job, which is do the final edits and tweaks. Let us know. Give us the blessing. And then we'll, you know, we make sure we get it printed and we give you the PDF copy. We give you an emailable version, et cetera. We give it back to you now. It's done. It's ready to go. We get you on Amazon and Kindle and all that other stuff. So again, just from your perspective as the attorney, there's 2 points, well, 3 points. What do I want my book to be about? And we'll help you with that. Doing the interview, answering the questions, which, you know your field, you've been in it for X number of years, so you could probably answer this stuff in your sleep. And then the last part is the final touches and you're all set. And then really actually the fourth part is now use the thing, use it to get clients, you know? So I would say really there's 4 parts as I'm saying this, but those are the 4 things that you have to do. But the fourth one is the most enjoyable because when the first time you hear someone say to you, hey, I got your book, and they say something positive and they retain you, you'll be like, great, it's working. And then you'll be encouraged to keep using it.
Absolutely. Well, the next question is probably directed more to me, which is, how do I get started with this? What's the next step? And really, I mean, once I get the go that someone has signed up, they're ready to roll, I will reach out to the attorney and I just ask for maybe 10, 15 minutes of your time max. And what I really like to do is I like to get a sense of the attorney's personality. A lot of that has to do with how the rest of it's going to go as far as how, you know, I'm going to formulate the questions. We flush out any ideas or any questions they might have and really get a solid mental outline, which I can then put pen to paper and produce what we've talked about by some chapter headings and kind of the flow of the book. And that's really it from there. So 10, 15 minutes of your time to start out. I work on the questions and outline. I'll get those to you in a day or two. And then from there, we do the interview whenever the attorney's ready. And that's, you know, that's the heaviest lifting, I think, for the clients or for the attorneys themselves.
Yeah, I just want to add one thing to that. I've seen in my past experience, a lot of attorneys will say, well, I do this practice area or these 2 practice areas. What should I do the book on? So I have a little bit of guidance there. So one thing I would look at is what are the juiciest cases you like to work on, meaning they make you the most money or you enjoy doing those kind of cases. Out of all the stuff you do, usually there'll be a subset of case that you do that you enjoy more often than others, either because of the money or the money and the people are well-behaved and they make good clients. So I would probably do a book on that. another way to look at it is, what area of the practice areas I do is like really competitive and I feel like I'm losing ground, or I want to get more cases in. So let's say, you know, you and your partner, one does family law, one does criminal, and the criminal side is doing really well, but the family law side's underdeveloped, do a family law book, you know? So those are like two ways to slice this that I would look at. What's very competitive, or what do you want to grow, or what do you want more of? And that should give you a good idea of what to write the book about.
Awesome. And one final question I have here, you know, nobody actually was looking for this answer, but I come across it when I talk to folks is, you know, maybe I don't really need to do anything. And what happens if I do nothing? What do I have to lose here?
You know, I mean, if you do nothing, you're going to be in the same situation you were in before you you talked to us. Why'd you talk to us for? What was the point? Why'd you respond to the email we sent you, or the free report, or the book sample? Because something's going on in your practice that you want to improve or change or stop doing. So, yeah, there's always the option to do nothing, but don't expect anything to change if you do nothing. I wouldn't.
Nothing changes if nothing changes. The old saying, right?
Yeah, or I like, you know, Yoda from Star Wars. Like, he says, there is no try, only do.
Only do. Yeah, exactly.
Imagine Yoda sitting there as you're thinking about what to do, and he says it to you in his groaning voice, you know?
One question that just popped into my head that I get a lot, and there's probably a lot of listeners out there wondering it too, is, all right, so you guys have put together this book for me. Now, is it truly my book? Do I own the rights to the content? You know, those types of things. Because I think there maybe is a little bit of confusion about that. Can you give some direction on that, Rich?
Yeah, that's an easy one. I mean, it's your content, so you own the copyright, you own everything about it. We don't own any of that stuff. It's all yours. You can reprint the book if you want. You can publish it in additional venues if you want. You can hand it out. You're not restricted at all, which is nice. This is not like the old publishing model where you had to literally order books from the publisher themselves and you had to pay a lot for them. So this is, you know, self-published and self-promoted. But you literally have all the freedom you want. You want a different image on the cover? Fine. You want to add a chart of, you know, common penalties for this offense? Fine. It's totally under your control. You know, we guide you, but you own everything. It's yours to keep forever, which is nice.
Absolutely. And I think it is important to, you know, nobody likes to talk about price or anything like that, but really the value of what we do compared to some of these other, you know, bigger companies out there. I mean, it is incredibly expensive and a lot of work to publish a book. And we've just kind of found the right formula to get around that, in my opinion. And like I said, from what I've seen. So I just want to throw that part in because I think it's so worth it to be professional, really, to do something like this.
Yeah, we priced it so that you need two, sometimes one, but one or two or at most three cases to not only break even, but start profiting from it. And if you use it, if you tell people about it, every time you talk to a potential client, unless there's something terribly wrong, you're going to profit from this book many, many times over the course of 6 months or a year. If not, there's something terribly wrong. It just means, frankly, you're not using the book. There's just no way that it's not going to make you money if you use it. It's just not possible. I mean, from what I've seen from some of our clients, they're telling me, in the first 6 months, 6-1, 8-1. One guy over a year said like probably 34-1 return on the investment. But this guy uses it. He's constantly putting it out there. So I priced it low as possible. You know, of course, we still get a profit doing it. Otherwise, what's the point? But it's not a high bar. It's 1-2 at most 3 cases. And again, if you can't make profit on this, I'm sorry to say there's something wrong with you. You're not using it right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Rich, for giving me your time today. I think it was really important to pick your brain and get to the bottom of some of these burning questions. For our listeners, if you want to take advantage of the Speak a Book opportunity and finally get that book written that you've been thinking about, you can start with a phone call with my colleague, Dennis. He takes care of all the sales stuff. And my job is going to be to help you put together this book so that we can get you some more business. So give us a call or send us an email, and we would be happy to get started and get the ball rolling here with you and a Speak a Book.
Yeah, and specifically call 888-225-8594. Again, call 888-225-8594. or go to speakeasymarketinginc.com, Inc is INC, or you could email support@speakeasymarketinginc.com. So there's three different ways to get in touch.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Rich. I appreciate it.